Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 36.
Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 36. I'm your host, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for listening to me today on jazz piano. So, what I'm going to be talking about today is extensions. And I've been talking about rootless voicings and using the extensions in rootless voicings. So, extensions, I'm really going to give more of an in-depth look at extensions and give you some extensions you can use over chords. Okay, I'm going to give you the traditional extensions that you can use over chords. Now, as you get more advanced, you can literally play anything. Jazz will allow you to play anything. If I want to play a chord like this, I'm just picking random notes. Okay, let's say I have a G7 chord. I play my shells in my left hand. I'm going to pick any notes to play over this. Here we go. So, it sounds kind of funky, right? But if I want to create that sound, that sounds kind of cool, right? I just turned it into a little tune. Ah. I mean, that sounds awesome. Like, I'll probably use that voicing, and I completely picked any notes. Now, why is this possible? Have you ever heard a speaker, and I've talked about this before, if you go to hear someone speak, and let's say they're talking about the craziest stuff you've ever heard of, right? You just don't believe, and the whole topic, you know, doesn't make sense to you. But during the talk, they're so passionate, right? They believe in what they're saying so much, and they're so convincing the way they do it. You know, there's no doubt in their mind that it's true, that you believe them. You're like, oh, wow. You're like, wow, maybe it is true, you know? Now, this is how much, if I play that chord with conviction, right, and confidence that that's the sound I want, anything I play is going to be believable. It's going to be, you know, it's going to sound like I meant it. And if I mean it, then you'll accept it. The audience will accept it. If I make a mistake because it's not what I wanted to play, I wasn't sure, then that will sound like a mistake. But again, as you get more advanced, I can play anything I want. And as long as I believe that's what I want to play, then that will come across as correct. You know, that will be a correct chord. And Kenny Werner talks about this in his book, Effortless Mastery. And I really, really suggest this book. I think it would be a great read for a lot of people. So it's a really great book on overcoming fear and believing in what you're playing. But if you believe in what you're playing, then you will be able to play anything, basically. So, again, extensions. Let's get into extensions, and I'll go over the traditional extensions. What are extensions? Now, in a scale, on a major scale, if we number the degrees of, let's say, our C major scale, C is obviously going to be 1. D is going to be 2. E is going to be 3, and so on, right? Up the scale. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, we do not need to stop at 8. We can keep going. What if we keep going, right? 8. We just stopped on 8 on C. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay? So that's 2 octaves of a scale. So that's what extensions are. The extensions are the notes above your chord. So if we stack a chord up, let's say using C1, right? Third degree of our scale, the 5th and the 7th. If we stack an extension on top, let's say we add the 9, so 8, 9, that's going to give us a color. It's going to give us a different sound than just playing the chord. So now what I'm playing is 1, 3, 5, 7, and I'm going to continue stacking notes on top, which are called extensions. So I'm going to stack 9 on top, maybe sharp 11 and 13. All right, let me play this down an octave. So this gives me a nice jazz chord right here, which is really, really popular. So the extensions I'm using on top of my C major 7 are 9, sharp 11, and 13. So, and again, these are just extensions off our major scale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay? So they're called extensions because they're sitting on top of the chord. Now, they'll always, no matter where they are, you're going to call them extensions or think about them extensions. Even if I put the extension into the chord, let's say I have a C major 7 here, and I put my 9, which is D, but let's say I move it down an octave and put it within the chord. So I have it right here. I'm basically playing 1, 2, 3, 5, 7. Okay, that's a really nice left-hand voicing. 1, 2, 3, but again, that's a 9. So I like to call it 9. 1, 9, 3, 5, 7. Some people say 2 because technically it is a 2. My belief is calling it 9 because it's a color tone. It's not, I like to think of them as colors rather than part of the chord, so, or part of the scale rather. So I don't, you'll see that too. You'll see like C, 6, 2, which means to add the 9 inside the chord as a 2. And that's a beautiful sound there too. But just getting you used to seeing extensions and things like that, you can think about it either way. All right, so I just wanted to explain that to you. So I would recommend thinking about a 9, no matter where it is, as a 9, not like a 2 or a 6. Like a 13, which in the key is C, if we count it out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 is an A. So an A can be played within the chord, which is also the 6, right? So I'm playing C, E, G, A, B. So I'm playing the 6, but I like to think of it as a 13 because it's a color. Now you can choose, but I recommend thinking about them all as extensions. So that's what extensions are. Now, if you notice, I played a sharp 11. There's certain extensions that you can flat and sharp. So each chord has certain certain extensions that fit well with the chord tones. So I'm going to go over the different types of extensions traditionally you can use with your three primary seventh chords, all right? Because I don't want to overwhelm you, because even with the three primary seventh chords, there's a lot of different extensions, all right? So here we go, and these will be in the show notes too. So you can write them, you can write them down if you want, but if you want to go to jazzpianoschool.com/JPS podcast/episode35, you can view the show notes and see all the traditional extensions. Major seventh chords. I'll start with minor seventh chords, excuse me. So minor seventh chord are traditionally, we can use a 9 over top of a minor seventh chord. So in the key for a D minor seventh chord, our 9 is going to be an E natural. So right, one whole step up from the root is always going to be a 9. And here's that chord. Okay, that's what it sounds like. All right, we can also use a natural 11 as an extension, which provides another color for us, okay, which is G, the note G natural in over a D minor 7 chord. All right, we can also use the extension 13, okay, which serves as the a note B natural. All right, now out of those three extensions, we can combine any of those three. We can play them just one note alone, two notes, or three notes all together, however we want. Or we can double the notes if we want. So here's just an E natural and a G together. That's a really, really beautiful chord. So what I'm playing is a D minor 7th root position in my left hand, and I have the 9 and 11 stacked on top. Right? Now, some of the extensions really depend on how you play them, right? It's like, this is a really funny analogy I heard one time. It's like when an artist paints a circle and colors it red, and then they sell it for $1 million. Their touch in their artistry is obviously, you know, far superior to mine. I don't paint or anything like that. So if I was to throw a circle up and paint it red, it's not art, you know. So you want to be careful how you play these. If you just smack the extensions down with a chord, it's not going to sound beautiful, right? It's going to sound kind of like junky, right? Rough around the edges. We want to really take care at how we play the extensions on top of the chord. Play them nice and just rich, and really try and think about how you're pressing the notes down, and it'll create different types of sounds. It'll create more beauty within the chord as you use them, right? If I do this, or if I do this, or if I do this, right? Okay? There's a huge difference in how you play the notes. So, now here is 9, 11, and 13 over my D minor 7 root position. Beautiful, beautiful sound. Now, those are the three extensions over a minor 7th chord that you can typically use. And you, in order to practice all these extensions, what you want to do is take your minor 7th chord and practice each extension alone on top of the chord. So I'd take my root position, D minor 7, and I'd play my E. And then I'd go through the circle of fourths. Actually, sorry, I should have started on C. So I'd take my root position, C minor 7th, and practice my 9 on top, which is a D. Okay, and then I go up my circle of fourths. So my next chord would be F minor 7 with my 9 on top, G. Okay, and then I just keep going through my circle of fourths. Okay, and I just keep going, right? And that way I practice my 9. Then I practice my 11, and I do the same thing. I won't go all the way around, but right, just so you can get the idea of all your extensions and how they fit within each chord. All right, so now let's move to our dominant 7th chord. Our dominant 7th chord has a lot of extensions. The dominant 7th chord can use lots of different extensions because it's an unstable chord. So we can add a lot of unstable characteristics to the chord because it's going to resolve to a more stable chord being a major 7 or something like that. So there's a lot of different extensions. Now, we can use our natural 9 over a dominant 7th chord. So here's my C7 dominant chord, root position. I'm going to add a 9 to this chord, which is our D natural. We already know the 9 is a D over any type of C chord. Sounds a little different now that we have a dominant chord, right? But there's other 9s we can use now. We can also use flat 9. So here's our flat 9, which would be taking our D and flatting it to D flat. Okay, and this likes to resolve downward. So you can hear that, how that resolves. Don't worry about your resolution just yet, but I just want you to, if you just play it alone, your ear might not be accustomed to it yet. But when I do that, you're like, oh, okay, now I can hear where the resolution goes. Whereas if I just do this, kind of sounds a little out, right? But don't worry about your resolutions, but just know that they will resolve to certain points, excuse me. So flat 9, natural 9, sharp 9 is also available over our dominant chord. So D is our natural 9. We would sharp that and make it D sharp. Here's our sharp 9. Now this is a nice funky sound. Like this is the sound you get playing in funk bands and kind of rock bands as well. This is a Gingerbread Boy uses a sharp 9 chord on that tune. That's our sharp 9 sound. So that's D sharp. Okay? And this likes to resolve upward. Right? So over a C7 going to F major 7. Okay? So that's that resolution there. And again, we'll talk about that later. So we have three different types of 9s we can play. Flat 9, natural 9, and sharp 9. We only have one 11 we can play. Now you'll notice I'm going 9, 11, 13. The reason we're not playing extensions like 10, or 14 or 16 is because those aren't color tones. They're just simply doubles of the notes in our chord. All right, so they don't really they can serve as color tones, but that note is already in the chord, so it's not creating a change. Right? It's like adding more red to a painting with red in it. It's not doing anything to spice up that painting. But if we have a painting with all red, then we add blue, then that's going to be completely different. So that's why we're not talking about the other extensions like 10, 14, and 16. We're talking about 9, 13, 11s, and 13s because they are not notes in our chord. They're serving as colors. So we're on the 11. The only 11 we can play really over a dominant chord is the sharp 11. All right, and the reason for this being is our natural 11 is an F, is the 4, or the 11, and this note clashes with a third in the chord, and it gives that half-step rub. So if I were to play 11 over a C7, now again, I'll tell you how to use that extension. We can use it as a sus, but right now, just know that the dominant extension traditionally is going to be sharp 11, which in this case is F-sharp. All right, and again, here's our resolution. It can resolve nicely to the 9 of F major 7. All right, so that's how that you hear that resolution there. So we have three 9s, one sharp 11, one 11 rather, which is a sharp 11. And our last extension is our 13. Now we can use two 13s. We can use flat 13 or natural 13. So our natural 13 we know is A, right? Here's our natural 13, and we can also use flat 13. So here's our resolutions, just so you can hear a little bit more of a resolution here. Right? That's a flat 13 to 9 of the F major 7. And natural 13, excuse me, natural 13 would resolve down to the 9 of F major 7 as well. Nice resolution there. All right. So dominant seventh chord review. We have flat 9. We have three 9s, flat 9, natural 9, and sharp 9. We have one sharp 11, and we have two 13s. We have flat 13 and natural 13. Last chord, all right, our C major 7 chord, or all major 7 chords, rather. These are pretty easy as well. So traditionally, before I get into some other more out extensions, which I'll do a more advanced extension podcast, but we only have three. Okay, we have natural 9. So if I'm playing a C major 7 root position in my left hand, we have D, natural 9. We have sharp 11 and natural 13. Okay? So that's how we begin to add colors. Now, just like a painter paints with colors, a jazz pianist or jazz musician, all player, you know, all harmonic players make music and paint with these colors, with these extensions. And when I go through different progressions, I'm picking and choosing extensions based on the sound that I want to hear. You know, if I want more of a dissonant sound, I'm going to add that sharp 9 in there. So if I have a 2-5-1, let's say, in the key of F, I might have a natural G minor 7 chord. And then I add my sharp 9 in, and then to resolve to my F major. But let's say I want more of just like a less dissonant sound, but a more of a classy, elegant, you know, but with a little alteration, I use my flat 9. So here's my flat 9. Now there's still dissonance in there, but it's more of a less harsh on the ear, right? So D flat, my flat 9, resolving down to the C. And again, you'll begin to develop, the more you practice these extensions, isolated, right, just one extension by itself, the more you'll get used to the extensions and how they sound and what you like. Like, you all great jazz pianists know a certain sound already before we play it. So I know the sound of a flat 13. I know the sound of a sharp 11, all these extensions. So I can go through chords and comp and pick and choose what colors I want to use. Artists and painters know how colors react. They know what's going to show up, and that just takes time. It just takes practice, and there's nothing more to that. So I hope this podcast on extensions has helped clear up what extensions are and how to form jazz chords and jazz chords, right? Quote unquote, because there's not really a jazz chord. It's just, they're just harmonies stacked together. These aren't, you know, we're just using extensions and making colors. So practice these extensions alone with all your chords, going through all the keys. again, easier said than done, right? Taking in chunks, right? Chunk everything. So maybe work on your nines 1 week, maybe work on your flat nines the other week, and then just keep going through all your extensions. And then in the following podcast, I'll do a little bit later down the road, I'll do an extensions episode on advanced extensions, which will get into extensions over like flat five chords, minor major chords, and some other extensions we can use over the chords I just talked about. So that's it for today, guys. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate all your support as always. Thank you so much and happy practicing.